ויהד רב ונשמון רב יחנן. איתמר אפרויר שנוילד ביונטב, רב עומר עוסר ושמול ואיתי מרב יחנן הממותה. רב עומר עוסר מוקצהו. So Rav is very understandable. The Froyach, when it was in the egg, it was an Isser of Asheretz Asheretz Aloretz on it. It was also Bachila. So Betchilas Knesis Hayoim, it was also. It was also Bachila. And now when it became Noilad, now it became Roy Lachil, but it's Mukta. It was Katsoy Ben Ashmoshes. So Memele, it's Katsoy Lekulo Yoime. That's the svar of Rav. Shmuel b'tem Rabbi Yechonah mamuta hoy lo mater atzmoi b'shchita. So Shmuel Rabbi Yechonah say a svar alam this that just like there was an iser the raisa of sheretz on the Yefroyach before they laid it, and that iser came off with the leide. That means the leide brought with it a heta shchita. So madach, the leide is mater, the iser, the eraisa of shirut, now brings with it a heter shchita, so the leide shezicha be mater, the iser mukze. We try to explain the svore that the whole iser mukze was neilat from the iser achila de eraisa of that was chalanet before. So, lo ye tofel chomo mine iker. If the Iker Iser goes off with the Leide, so the Iser Mukze, which is a Poyel Yoitzev, the Iser Shirat, should Iser go off, Zizicha go off with the Leide. Asmore. Omre Lei Rav Kahane V'Ravasi L'Rav. Rav doesn't hold of the Svar. So, V'chima Bein Zeh L'Egel Sh'Neilud B'Yontev. An Egel that was Neilud B'Yontev, that is Mutta. Rashi says it's a Baraisa later that says that it is Mutta. So what is the difference? Amalohu oil muchan agavimai b'shchite. She says there is no mukta whatsoever. Philip before the later, it was also chazil achila. Agavimai. You'll shech the mother so everything will become Mutta. So it was oimid lachila before the later. So never was mukta. And Afroyach was Mukta before the Leide. So Mamela remains Mukta. Here an Egel was never Mukta before the Leide. So yes, the Mama Bein Zela Egel Shanailud Mina Treife. So yes, but what will be the din if the mother was a Treife? The mother was a Treife, as we explained yesterday, and a Treife there's no Heter Shrita. So the Maise, when it was Bim'ei Imoi, it wasn't Chozil Achille. Because the Shchita Sa'im will not be Mata the Eagle. Now later when it got bought, so it also was Mukta, it was like an Afroyach. It wasn't Chozil Achille, but Chilas Knesses Hayayim. Afal Pikein, when it's Neilad, it becomes Mutta. So Kolchach, you have to say this for it, that the Leide created a heta shchita. Before Kedem the Leide, there wasn't a heta shchita on this Egel, because it was Bimei Treife. And now, the Leide created a heta shchita, so we say, just like the Leide is Mater, the Issa Reva Minachai, the Issa Reina Zavur, so it's also Mater, the Issa Mukze. Shosik Rav. So Rav heard the Kasha, he didn't have what to answer. Omar Rabbe v'yiteimer Rav Yosef, my time shosik Rav. So Rabbe or Rav Yosef asked Akashe, why did Rav have nothing but to say? Leim Elohu hoyel umuchan agav imay leklove. That means if the mother was a treife, so it was oimed bein hashmoshes to be used as dog food. The mother you can't eat. So memele, it was muchen lachilas klovim. So it wasn't mukte. It was muchen lachilas, there's a use to it. It's muchen lachilas klovim. So memele, so later, Knisse. Since it wasn't Mukze, Betchilis Knisse Sayayim, it had a Shimush, so maybe later the eagle got born, so now you could check the eagle also. That means that it never was, here the eagle was never Mukze, it wasn't Mukze, because it was Oymed, Bachilis Klover, Masha Ein came, and Afroya, so Rashi says, Nefroya Chosman, the chick was in the egg. So it wasn't Chois if anybody. The dogs couldn't eat it because of the shells. A person can't eat it because it's also Bachila. So there was Mukta Betchilas Knesses Hayyim. It was Mukta Betchilas Knesses Hayyim. So when it's born, it remains Mukta. It's Neilat. So Memele, so Rabin Rav Yosef asked Akasha, why was Rav so impressed with this Kasha? An eagle shen noilad min atreifes muchen leklov. Amelei Abaye. So Abaye said, hashte muchen leodam lehavi muchen leklovim. Madoch muchan la adam lehavi muchan la klavim. Someone that's muchan la adam is not muchan la klavim. This nan we learned in the Mishnah mechatchem es adluim lefnei abehime. One is permitted to cut up the luim lefnei abehime. There's no ears of tirchish alei letzorech. Or shivu yoichul ves anevelo lefnei aklavim. You're allowed to cut up a behime shen es nablo in Shabbos lefnei aklavim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that a behemish in this nabla b'shabbos, you can't give to plov. So we see from over there that even though it was muchan la'adam, it's not muchan la'klovim. Why it's muchan la'adam, we'll see klarer in Taisvis. But al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that we see from a Mishnah that Muchan le'odam ain't a Muchan le'klov. So me'mele Muchan le'klovim avi Muchan le'odam. So something, so what's your teretz? What's your teretz? It was Muchan le'klovim. But if we see Muchan le'odam avi Muchan le'klovim, Muchan le'klovim avi Muchan le'odam. So we said over yesterday from the Birchas Avraham, Davaya, let us just understand what the Shakla Vataya was till now. So he wants to say the Shakla Vataya of the Gemara was, when Rabbi asked Akasha, he asked, it was Muchan Leklov. That means, an eagle Vim'ei Treifa was aimed to be dog food. Later when it got born, it's aimed to become a Machal Adam, was born in Yontif. So the Gemara and the Havamina held before Abaye's Kasha. The Gemara and the Havamina held that you, as long as there was some use for the eagle, so it doesn't fall into the category of Mukta anymore. So Mamela, so even if the use changes and now it becomes Muchan La'adam, that's no problem. As long as it was Muchan, for even a Tashmish Kal, was Muchan, was aimed for dog food. This eagle was aimed for dog food, Betchilas Knesses Hayayim. But it wasn't Muktzeh, it's Muchan, it will be used the Shabbos. So even though later it changes its status, it becomes now Muchan La'adam, that's Le'mal Le'mayit. As long as it wasn't Mukta Lagamri, it's that's called Minamuchal. The status, it goes Lamaila, Lamato, now when you use it for a different Shimush, that's no problem. That's how Abaye understood Rabbis Kashe. With his approach to Teretz and the Kashe and Rav. So Abaye asked Akasha, he says, we see this formula doesn't work. If you have a behemoth that was aimed to be eaten by Anoshim, it's Muchan La'adam. And then later, so it's mukhan to be eaten. And then later it died. So now you want to use it for dog food. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use it. So that means even if it had a status of was mukhan la'adam, which is a mochash of a status. Zikha wasn't mukhtse. It was food for people. Aval pikein, now that it enters a different matzav, now it's, you want to make it a machal kloven, so we say it wasn't mukhan for machal kloven. So we see that it's not sufficient that it wasn't mukhtse, it had a certain shimush. The shimush you want to use in Yom Tov had to be used, had to be betchilas knisas hayayim. If this is a new shimush which wasn't betchilas knisas hayayim, so it's not mukham for that shimush. So memeila, so mukham leklovim ave mukham leoda. So memeila, so what are you telling me? What are you asking that Rav should say? Here was only mukham for shimush kal, it was mukham for dog food. Now it became, and it now became food for human beings, for human consumption. So that wasn't mukhan miboidyay. That was Abayis Kashe and Rabin Rav Yosef. Omalei, so they answered, and Rav Yosef answered Abayis as follows. And your kashe is not a kashe. Mukhan lo adam lehavi mukhan leklovin. The mai dechazi leleinish leishadi leleklov. Mucha leklov ma v'mucha leodom the daiti dinish akol midi dechazi le. So they answered him, you did not understand what we were saying. We never meant that if it's muchan for one shimush, so automatically it becomes muchan for all shimush. We never meant that. If that would be pshad, yeb amoyer dikekashe. So if it's mukhan for one shimush, mukhan for a shimush of dog food makes it a smukze. So if it's mukhan for human consumption, of other gush is mukze. Never meant that. That is 100% true. You need a hachane for the shimush you want to use now. The protiestic shimush was mukhan for a different shimush. You need a hachane though for a protiestic shimush, what you want to use. So memela, but it works as follows. Mukhan la'adam. A behemoth that is oimed to be geshach. So before Yom Tov, you'll ask the Bailam, do you intend to give this behemoth for dog food? Chas v'shol. Dog food, I should give it. If it's best, this is nisht of us together. This behemoth will be, I'll shech this behemoth. I'll use it for human consumption. So betchilas knisas hayayim, it was not oimed for dog food. It was huktsifam. It was mukhan for dog food. It was aimed for human consumption. And for cat, human consumption means not dog food. Because if I want to use it for myself, I wouldn't take $5 steaks to give to my dog. So memele, so for cat, the hachone lo adam is a haktsol leklovim. That's right. Muchan lo adam lo havi muchan leklovim. But the other way around, if you have an afroyach, no, if you have an eagle, I'm sorry, if you have an eagle, be made treifa. If you have an eagle, be made treifa. So memele betchilas knisis hayoim. There was a potential he might use it for dog food. But he was also royes anoilet. He said, look, I'm going to use it. I intend to use it this Yom Tov. But he thinks maybe it might get born and I'll be able to use it for human consumption. So that means that if it was already mukhan leklovim, so he starts thinking about himself also. That means if betchilas knisas hayoyim, there was no use for it, so that was put on the side. So that was mukhtse. That's I won't use this Yom Tov. I mean, I can't do anything with it. But the minute he could use it betchilas knisas hayoyim for a shimush, so then he starts thinking about it. Then he takes everything into consideration. No, I could use it. I could use it now. And maybe if we'll give birth, so I'll use the eagle for myself. Now that is what the Gemara answers. And muchen la'adam la'ave muchen leklom demay dechazel lelinish loy shadi leleklom. So if a kert achon la'adam makes a haktzor leklom. Muchen leklom a muchen la'adam de daite de inish akol midi dechazel. That means something. that since he was not maximidaitoi the shimush of this eagle, because it has a shimush already, so he's thinking already that he might use it for all shimushim which might arise, and that means that he'll be roi l'achilas adam, so he'll use it for himself. Let us just see Rashi on top of the Amud. Muchel l'adam l'av muchel l'klaviv. L'man de islay mukte. Don isnablo b'shambes l'av Yehuda esmel. Don isnablo b'shambes l'av Yehuda esmel b'in ha-shmoshe isoy isay medes l'adam. Erev Shabbos was oymed. So even though Bein Hashmoshes was Aymed La Adam, Afal Pikein, it's Mukta Lagabi Klov. Akol Midi Dechazilei, V'Uber Shabi Meitreifa Roi Leiloch She Yevolet. Yukach Mei Esmel Daiti Alave Im Yevolet Yechlen. Let us see Taisvitz. Hashte Muchan La'odam Le'havi Muchan La'klob. Nisnan Mechatchin Rabbi Yudah Lefi Shaini Muchan. V'teime. V'k Taisvitz Amir Dike Kasha. Heichi Havi Muchan La'odam. How was this behemoth Muchan La'odam? Adarabba Le'havi Muchan La'odam. It wasn't Muchan La'odam. The bein ashmoshes leimotzi shochat. He can't shecht the bein ashmoshes. He can't shecht it. The shem hu shabbos. That means betchilas knisus ayom. He can't shecht it. It's not muchan l'adam. Veheichi muchach mehoched muchan l'adam loy havi muchan l'klavim. This isn't muchan l'adam. This is a muchan l'adam. So therefore, now in the middle of Shabbos, it came muchan l'beheime. Amir de kekash, al kain nire lari, de goras, im loy hoiso nevelo me erev yontev. He makes a new girsa, others say this is a baraisa, that if it was the whisper that Rabbi Yehuda Aser nisnablo biyontev. Oh, now if we're talking about nisnablo biyontev, that already is muchan l'odom. There, that means the behemah was oimed to be eaten, a behemah shemedes to be geshechted, and then all of a sudden it's nabla. So it's mucha la'odam, bafal pikein, abiyudot, it's mukta l'klov. Tena mucha l'klov. Alkein nira rid de goras im loy hoysa nevei l'merev yontev. The loy nira. So Taisi says, no, that can't be the girsa. The behedya amrina la'el gabi shabbos misnaya. This Mishnah was brought down on that base. This Mishnah was brought down to show that Rabbi Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. It's not Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, because it says, Machatchen es anabeilu lifnei haklov. So, Raya, that Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Shimon by Shabbos. Fakir, the Moses says, Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Yontif. So, Halkoponim, so this can't be speaking about Yontif, because the Gemara brings down this Mishnah, Gabi Shabbos, we pass no Rav Shimon. The Koma Gabi Shabbos, the Sosom Lontane Ke Rav Shimon, Umay Sehach Mishnah. V'yeshloimar the Shaper Mayri B'Shabbos. You're right. It's speaking about Shabbos. No, so speaking about Shabbos, so we're back to the Kasha, so it's not Muchan Lodom. Was the Muchan La'odam? Umaisi min hayito. The Eloi Ashmi Inon Kiim Gabi Shabbos. If we're only speaking about Shabbos, listen, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im loy hoiso nevelo me erev Shabbos. Let it say as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said, if it wasn't a nevel erev Shabbos, asuro. Vesuloi? Vayisi yoideya da asura mishamukza. I'll understand this. The Tanakhama says, "Machilon as an available of neaklov." Have you done it? If it's nisnabla b'Shabbos, it's also. Now know why it's also. V'amai hoya tzorich lemisni lefisha eina minamuchem. We have four extra words in Rabbi Yehuda. If he doesn't want to tell us about Shabbos, that means we just keep quiet. I know he's speaking about that Shabbos, it's also. So therefore, Tosfos says that the Gemara is bringing a raya, that's sicher, the Tanakam is speaking about Shabbos. Akel, the Matir, and that what Rabbeinu Kodesh was soisim, Rabbi the Tanakam was speaking about, we're only speaking about Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, Shabbos, it's awesome. And She'ein Amina Muchan, he wants to around that, you know, a fill beyond it, that it is Muchan Lodom, and then you think, no, Muchan Lodom, have a Muchan Leklovim. So I'm telling you that, no, the Muchan Lodom, have a Muchan Leklovim. So the Rabbi Yehuda, the Oyser, wants to around, the Tanakam is speaking about Shabbos. But I want to tell you, I ask her, afilu in Yom Tavos. I ask her in Shabbos, but afilu in Yom Tav, that it is Muchan Lodom. It's still ain't a mina Muchan, because Muchan Lodom, I have a Muchan Leklovim. So the Gemara is being a garaya from these four extra words, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Muchan Lodom, I have a Muchan Leklovim. So Taisus, so now the Gemara is beautiful, but Taisus just said as Shtik Teire, that Lefi She'ena Mina Muchan, where it is said, not necessarily, it's coming to tell us Chidushim. That's the Shtik Teire. So now Taisus is going to go through Shas. So that means wherever it says She'ena Mina Muchan, we have to be marbe something. The Taimit, Hodis Nan B'Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says as follows: Ein Noisnin Keli Tachas Aner B'Shabbos LeKabel B'Shemen. The first halach of the Mishnah is that a person is not permitted to put a keli underneath a ner, underneath a receptacle that has shemen that's burning in it. B'Shabbos LeKabel B'Shemen. That means we had a ner. Seems there was a crack in it or something else, and the shemen was leaking out. He wants to put underneath the snare a plate that the shemen that's leaking out should fall into the plate. It's a shod the shemen. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do this. Why aren't you allowed to do it? Two reasons. Since the shemen that's falling into the ner is muktzeh, since the shemen that is falling from the ner is muktzeh, that's falling into the plate is muktzeh, so either there's an isa mavato kli mehechonai, that means, so you're making this keli unmovable. As soon as the shemen will start falling into it, so you won't be able to, become a bosses to the shemen shal muktzeh, so you won't be able to move the keli. So making a keli unmovable in Shabbos is an isa mavato kli meichonai. It's nira kimboine, kesaisa. It's one reason. Okay, let's say that reason. It's sufficient. So mamela, you're not allowed to put in Shabbos a keli underneath a nail to be mekabel the shemen that is dripping. What if he put this keli erev Shabbos underneath the nail? Muta means you're allowed to keep it there. You don't have to take it away. There's no issue was done. So mainly you're allowed to keep this keli there. But so now you have a keli that shemen is dripping into this keli. The ein neusin heimenu. So now the Mishnah says, so this shemen which drips into the keli in Shabbos, you're not permitted to derive any benefit from it. Lefi she'enoy min ha-mucham. Because it's muktzeh. I mean, the shemen she'bener is muktzeh. So the shemen that drips out, this is the muktzeh dike shemen, so you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. Lefi she'enoy min ha-mucham. Now, if I wouldn't have said these four words, I'd also understand. Ve'ne usne mimeno would be too hard to figure out that you're not allowed to derive benefit from the shemen because it's muktzeh. Well, I know, I mean, that's That's the only reason. So why did the Tana have to add on extra four words? Now, in our whole shtick Torah is, I can figure that by ourselves, the Tana would not say it. So Koch the Kamas, Tana's come to tell us a Chiddush. What will you darshan over there from the Yito? There you can say it's coming to tell us that Yontev is also also. Now, why not? Why can you say it's coming to tell us that Yontev is also also? So, there's a Beis Meir, Chidushi Beis Meir and Beyer, says one thing. Then there's a Chidushi Beis Meir, Sechte Shabbos Daf Mem Hei, that says another thing. The Chidushi Beis Meir, Sechte Shabbos, brings down the Shita Mekabetzas, that seems pshat and Tosfos is, that you can't tell me that it's coming to tell us that Yontif, it's also Mukze, because Yontif it is not Mukze. Atkan l'shayne. Because Yontif it's not Mukze. So, Frechte Beis Meir, doesn't understand why isn't it Mukze in Yontif also? The same way it's Mukze in Shabbos, it's Mukze in Yontif. So the Beis Meir explains, the Beis Meir says as follows. He says, why is the Shemen Mukze in Shabbos when it's burning? So he says, there's two ways how to learn. There's one way to learn because you can't take the Shemen out because I'm a stopping min HaShemen Chayit, as Mechabe. So you can't use the Shemen now. Now to take it out. So he says, you're not allowed to do the Shantav also. Not allowed to do the Shantav also. Shekib was also be Yantav also. So the same reason, it's Mukze b'Shabbos, it's Mukze b'Yantav also. So what's the difference between Yantav and Shabbos? My Eidim wanted a Taina, a beautiful Teret. He wanted a Taina that the Ramah brings down in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, and Hilchas Yontif, Umuta lahoisef psilois lener doilek kidei sheyavir harbe. If you have a ner, a receptacle that there are 3 wicks burning, it's Yontif. That's true, 100%. You're not allowed to take out the shemen, your mechabit. But if you want to put 5 more wicks so you'll have more light, that's permissible. You'll have to be maver in Yontif. Now the Ramah says a chiddush, even if your whole kavon is that the shemen should burn out, but that's debatable. Let's not go. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down chiluki days. If he's mechaven to be mechaven, maybe it's also. But let's not go into that. But if he's not mechaven to be mechaven, he's mechaven that you have a big receptacle with 2 wicks, and he wants to put in 5 more wicks over there to illuminate the room. So it's mutter. So you're allowed to do it. So my male said, and Taisvis is Moiridik. So Taisvis says, in Yontif, how could you say the Shemen is Mukze? I could use it while it was burning. I could use the Shemen. I could use it for a Havore. I can't take it out. I can't take it out to eat. I can't take out the Shemen. But I could use the Shemen for a Havore. So now that it fell into this new cave, I can't be Mavel the Shemen. Ain't the Usim Imenu will tell me I can't use the Shemen afilu in Yontif. Chas v'sholem, you could use it in Yomtif. The Shemen, that's why you could be Maverit now. Just like you're able to be Maverit when it wasn't the Nair, you could be Maverit when it's outside of the Nair. So Memele, so Taisus is Taka Meiridik, so it can't be speaking about Yomtif. So Kolchoch, because Yomtif is Taka Mutter. That's what the Shittim Bebetzis says, Yomtif is Taka Mutter. So what is the Einay Min HaMuchan coming to Darshan? For us, the Maida Shinim in Ayita, B'loi Shaykh L'Rabbi Shonta, because Shonta is Taki Muta. The Yeshleima, the Hosam Nami Marbina Min Ayita, Af Al Pi Shekova Haner Kvar, Osar Achei Kein, L'Fisha Einay Min HaMuchan. Now, Bachsimil, Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Taisvis in Masechta Shabbos explains as follows. The Mishnah says, "Eino usim heimenu." You're not permitted to use the shemen. So Taisva says, "What is the din according to Rab Shimon?" Rab Shimon holds neir shekavo. You're allowed to use the shemen. Rab Shimon doesn't hold of kivin diskatzoi ben hashmoshes. So Taisva declares, "Does this Mishnah go according to Rab Shimon also?" It says, "Eino usim heimenu." So Taisva says, "Yes, the Mishnah can go according to Rab Shimon." So Taisa says, why? How can I go according to Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says, Ner Shekovo, that you're allowed to use the Shemen. So Taisa says, Amoyer Diki Yisod, and Taisa means, Agmor Leinem Perikire, that B'shas, the Shemen, is burning, so it is Huktzel Mitzvah. That means, now, Afilu according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, the Meikel in Muktzeh, Pshat is, Ishayishib and Metzapet, when it will finish burning, the leftover shemen I'll use for my own purposes. Ishayishib and Metzapet. But Kolzman is burning, he was Matzah Lemitzvah. So Matzah Lemitzvah, so Taisa says, Afilu, so all the shemen that is in the receptacle, that, and it is burning now, so Afilu would drip out into a different receptacle, according to Rav Shimon, if it's still burning, he's not allowed to use it according to Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon is moide ner shadaylik b'shashu daylik, that the shemen is muktzah filo when it's a different receptacle. Shehuktzah lemitzvosay. It was huktzah lemitzvah. That's what Taisva says. So the Mishnah could be going according to Rab Shimon, and Taisva says it does go according to Rab Shimon. Ve'ene usim heimenu means b'shashu haner daylik. But the Tana wants to tell you, I'm not from Rab Shimon Zachosid, I'm Rab Yehuda Zachosid. So he wants to tell you that after it burnt out, it's still awesome. So he had to tell you this. So he said, Ve'ine mina muchan afilu, after it burnt out. Because the Tana of a Mishnah holds like Rab Yehuda. So Ve'ine mina muchan is moisif on the mashmois ha-Mishnah. That means if it would not say Ve'ine mina muchan, I would say the Mishnah is going afilu according to Rab Shimon, or maybe only according to Rab Shimon, and the Mishnah is only asking Shimus bizman shahaner doilek, and that's man etzub shalemitzvah, lemitzvah. But after the nair burns out, it's not huktzah lemitzvah anymore. So therefore the Tana was moisif ve'ena min amuchon, to come to tell you that afilu after it burnt out, that huktzah lemitzvah it's not anymore. Afalpikan it is also mitam Rab Yehudik, even this katzoi ben hashmoshis, so it's not muchon the whole Shabbos already. So that is Taisvis Mahalach in the Gemara. So Bekitzel, Taisvis is just saying one. I mean, Taisvis is saying we have to say that the Mishnah is asking Afilo Yontev also, which is Muchan La'adam. And where do we see that the Mishnah is speaking about Yontev? Because it says Lafi She'enim in Amuchan, and that's Bola Rabbi says Yontev. V'harav Rav Yaakov Mikovayil Tiritz. The Shapir Mayri Dafkel Inyan Shabbos. No, we don't have to make the regular speaking about Shabbos. Ba'afal pikein muchach Shapir, the muchan la'odom la'havim muchan la'klovim. I Taisus had asked Akasha Shabbos that that was muchan la'odom. Pisalke daitach muchan la'odom ava muchan la'klovim. In kein be'erev Shabbos mi ba'oid yoyim, im ho ye muchan la'odom, ho ye kemoy kein muchan la'klovim. Lefit varav, the muchan la'odom, ava muchan la'klovim. That means erev Shabbos, it was muchan la'odom, and if you're telling me muchan la'odom, ava muchan la'klovim. So it was muchan la'klovim erev Shabbos, because it was muchan la'odom. In kein she'hechshech v'kiddish hayoyim, so later, when it became dark, Afal gav the nistal kachone da adam, shene ruye la adam arshav. Mikol makam hoysa mochenes leklovim mibay jay, but it was buchen leklovim mibay jay. Kimen shoysa mochenes lam achone le nistal ke bekiddish hayayim. So my male should still remain muchan leklovim. So what's gave me on that it died? It means I feel out alive it was muchan leklovim. The klovim kledid labad the kahayt. was muchen le klav mi ba idjoim. So then that achane still remained. So was gait mo under a tight. So al kochach muchen le adam le havi muchen le klav. Now, this doesn't help Rashi. Rashi is a pillar, because Rashi says, Esmel bein ha-shmoshi so-yisoy medes lo-odom. That doesn't stim according to Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail also. Bein ha-shmoshi so-zichu wasn't muchan lo-odom. He says, mi bo-idyoim was muchan lo-odom. That's number one. Rashi is a terrible problem. Number two, the Birchas Avrom explains that there's a yisoidistic machloikis pshat in the Gemara between Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail and the first pshat in Taisvus. We had learned the Gemara that the flow of the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara first understood that mucham leklovim is sufficient. That was the beginning of the Gemara. Mukhal Klom is, as long as it's not muktzah, there's some use of it in Shabbos, so it's always muktzah. So then you can do whatever you want with it. You don't need a bazinder achana for each shimush. That's how the Gemara understood. So the Gemara asked, to such a yesod, we see it, mukhal la'odom is still muktzah legabi klovim. So mukhal Klom, avadigivish should be muktzah legabi odom. So you see, you look at each shimush bazinder. So the Gemara says, that's right. You do look at each shimush bazunda, but so muchan la'adam, I have muchan leklovim, muchan leklovim, I have muchan la'adam. So that's what the Birchas Avrom learned. So that's very good. Not like Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail. Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail said klor that the Gemara and the Havmin understood that you're making for everything. Because you see how the Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail learned pshat that muchan la'adam, have muchan leklovim. That means that there's a bazundra hachane for klovim also. There was a hachane for klovim erev Shabbos. Not that hachane la'odam is sufficient, because as soon as it becomes Shabbos, the hachane la'odam becomes bottle. So we see hachane la'odam, that the Gemara and the Havamina already knew that muchan leklovim avim muchan la'odam. If you're making it for klovim, you're making it for la'odam also. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara asked, you see, nitazoi, hash the muchan la'odam lava muchan leklovim. Muchan leklovim a muchan la'odam. So what's the kalvachim of the Gemara? So he says, according to Rabbi Yaakov Mikovail, the kalvachim of the Gemara is as follows. You're telling me when one is mechen for one, he's mechen automatically for all. Like the Gemara, hash the muchan la'odam. And it was chazi leklovim. The klovim could eat it also. Afal pikein loy muchan leklovim is muchan leklovim the loy hoya chazi laadam. About the givis, it should not be muchan laadam. That was shot in the Gemara's kashi, and the Gemara differentiates. Muchan leklovim avi muchan laadam the daite dinish akol midi the chazi laim. Fraktoisus v'kosho dim kein afroyach nami yein muter shemuchan leklov. Fraktoisus oibazoi. So if we are for emphilin graf, we're saying that an eagle shenil the minatreifa is not mukta because it's muchan leklovim. So an afroyach was also muchan leklov. So Toisus does not want to say Rashi's teretz. That Rashi says it wasn't muchan leklovim because of the eggshells, because you mentioned yesterday, because the Tosfos Yeshonim in Shabbos time is, the eggshells is not a problem. Let the bialim peel the egg, and then you'll have your afroyach for the keller. So there's a problem. Yishloimed the beinin muchan va'oimed, v'zeh eino oimed leklovim. So Tosfos says a different boat. It's not, it's roi leklovim, but it's not oimed leklovim. Who'll ever give an afroyach for a kelev if he has a potential kazidin himself? So that's not called muchan leklovim. Muchan means it has to be oimed litain leklov. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosei derat. So we had now machloikes Rav and Shmuel. What halacha is by an afroyach shenil de beyontev, Rav Asod and Shmuel was matter. Tanya kibosei de Rav, Tanya kibosei de Shmuel. Bitei me Rabbi Yechon. תאי יקיבוסי דרב, עגל שנולד ביונטב מוטה, אפרויח שנולד ביונטב אוסו. ומההפריש בין זה לזה, what is the difference, פרקת ברייס, what's the difference between an אפרויח and an עגל שנולד ביונטב? זה מוכן אגב אימוי בשחיתה, וזה אינה מוכן אגב אימוי. This is mukhan agav imay b'shchite. Now, agav ulche, we see from this bereise that the bereise was mater an eagle because it's mukhan agav imay b'shchite, because you could shecht the mother and you eat the eagle also. So it's mukhan, it was oimed lachile aydei shchitas imel b'ye ben pekuim. So you see clear from this bereise that the bereise held an egel hanoilad min atreife is also. If the bereise, the only legitimate raya that the bereise could give why an egel shanoilad is mutter, so the bereise says because it's muchan agavim alishchite, because she could eat it together with the mother, so muchan agavim alishchite. So you see clear that this bereise holds that an egel shanoilad min atreife is also. Then it's very modern than the Gemara before. The Gemara is the Kash and Rav. According to you, why is an eagle an oilad min atreife also? Mutter, why is it mutter according to you? And Rashi says, Deloy ashkichan man da osa. I never found someone should ask her. Who says you never found someone should ask her? The Bereis, this Bereis asks. So, but Bereis Yosef is moira this and Rashi. But al-Kapanim, l'chere, that's what we see from this first Bereis, that this first Bereis holds that a fill an eagle shenoled min atreife is also. Bafkan the because the brayse says klo muchan agavim beshchit v'sem muchan agavim. Tanya kevosei de Shmuel v'taymer Rabbi Yochanan. Eagle shenoled beyontev muta. Afroyach shenoled beyontev muta. My time ze muchan agavim. Now, here we also have a problem. Now, the second Bereise says that an egel is mutter because it's muchan agav imoy. It doesn't say muchan agav imoy b'shchite. It says muchan agav imoy. So what does he mean to say? So he comes to tell us that a filu, an egel, an nilda min atreife, is also mutter. That's why he just said, I mean, the Bereise is very meduyik. It's muchan agav imoy. Doesn't say b'shchite. Fine. And then he says later that afroyach is muta hoyel mater atzmoy b'shchite. Now here we have also a problem. The b'raise is soise zich minei ubei. From the Gemara before we learned that we hear the Ashakel of Atai in the Gemara before, that Rabbi Yochan asked the Kasha to Rav, according to you, why is an eagle hanoilad min hatreifa mutter? According to you, that means, what does that mean? According to us, it's mutter, just like an afroyach is mutter. That means, just like an afroyach, just like the lady brings with itself a heter shchite, so the lady brings with itself a heter mukze. That was the hoyel. There's a hoyel over here. The lady just brings a heter shchite, brings a heter mukze. So according to us, a egel hanoildo min hatreife is also the same thing. The lady brings with it a heter shchite, so the lady will bring a heter mukze. But according to you, you don't hold hoyel. So memel, according to you, so why is it mutter? So they said it perish. No, it's mutter als muchel leklovim have a muchel lodem. That's what they said. But according to Rabbi Yochanan alone, you don't need the shtick teire. It's poshit. Hoyel behiter atzmoy b'shchite. So the same heter of an afroyah, the same heter you have by an egel shenoldem in atreife. So this bereis is the chapella. This bereis starts off. And Efroyach is mutter, why? The second bereis, Tanya kibosi de Shmuel. Efroyach shenoled beyond mutter. My time. Tanya kevasi de shmuvi tem rabbi echen. Ego shnel beyond the mutter. Chlesh shnel beyond the mutter. My time is a muchen agavimoy. That is by ego. So it's muchen agavimis. What does that mean? That it's full of by a treife. It's muchen lekloven. Because a mater atzmei beshchite. And then we said the hoyel. Hoyel mater atzmei beshchite. So why does the Barais have to give a new reason for an egel shanel de mitreife? The same mater atzmei beshchite. That is matter the afroyach. So we said the mater atzmei beshchite. An egel shanel de mitreife. We have the same reason over here. Unless we'll say we had a pilpul in Taisvis, if you could shecht the uber bimei imoy. If you could shecht the uber bimei imoy, Taisvis wants to make an akimtis, a ganze meise, that's speaking about that there was kolei chadoshev, hayoim, but al koponim, but if you could shecht the uber bimei imoy, she can't say zemater atzmei beshchite, that the lady brings with itself a heta shchite, because there's a heta shchite before bimei imoy. So Mameli don't have this heter. So there could be the Braisa wants to tell you, Philip, you don't have the heter of Zematiratsmi Bishite, you have the heter of Muchan Agavimoi. Let us see further. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabo. No, let us see Taisis. One Taisis. Ego Shanailid Beyantev Mutta. V'teima mikol mokem hava oso mishum noilet k'moy beya. So the Maram explains that Tosfos is asking as follows. We had an issa, we had two reasons why a beya is oso, a beya shenil biyontev is oso. We had one reason al tzeira mishum maskin shazavu. Another reason we had al tzeira mishum peiris hanoishin. So Taisus asks a kasha, so every egel shenoylad biyantev should be yaser alt mashkin shezavu or alt peiris hanoishim. That Taisus kasha mishum noylad. That means that these two isurim of noylad of mashkin shezavu and peiris hanoishim should apply by an egel. V'yeshloime dehoda oma deshaich lemesa noylad hainet bavke b'dvar machel. That means if a beye that comes out, that's a machel, do me the peiris hamanoishrin a mashkin shezov, avo balechayim loy. A balechay is not a machel, you have to shecht it first. So the mice said, now it's not a machel, so there's no similarity whatsoever to peiris hanoishrin a mashkin shezov. Zog the Gemara weiter, tonu rabonam, efroyach shenoilad biyontiv oso. And Afroya Chanel Biyontev also, that's the first Barais, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oima Af Bechilosa Lefishaloi Nispatchu Einov. It means normally when he used to be born, it didn't open up his eyes, so Rabbi Lezer holds that the Hezadin Sheretz, because it doesn't open up his eyes. Keman Oz Lahod Desanyel Chola Sheretz HaSheretz Ala Oretz, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lefish lo nispatro einov v'israbi lisuri mikol asheret asheret aloretz kedol kamok." Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav beyo im yitzi oso nigmero. Now we're finished with Afroichim, getting back to Beyim. Rav said a shtik teure that the Beyim becomes nigmar, becomes complete when it leaves the chicken in mitziyos or nigmar. That means that a change, it means kozman, it's bimei imoy, it is not nigmar, it's nigmar im mitziyos. Let's see what Rashi says, im mitziyos or nigmar. When it goes out from the chicken, that's the gemar of the creation of the egg. But before it goes out, it is not considered a shalom dike egg. לקמי מפורש ואוזל למי הלכסה. The Gemara will explain למי הלכסה. So what is he telling us? Lafuki wa. So Gemara says, "Mai im yitziyosa nigmara." Ileima im yitziyosa nigmara umoteres laachla becholos. That it becomes a egg, an entity b'fnei atzmoi, when it leaves the chicken. So therefore, you'll have to eat it together with milk. Ha bimei ima, but kozman it is still bimei ima asura lachla becholos. So that's what he's coming to tell us. That means that bimei ima there's a din of chveis uba yerachimoy. So here's a din. It is a din of the chicken. So it's fleshy. Vasani we learned about raisa hashoichet as a talnegoyles umotza ba beim gemurais mutareis laachlam becholos. So you can't say that he's telling, it comes to tell us that imitziyosa nigmara, that it becomes an egg only with the yitzia. That means then it's only permitted to have it with milk. Because we learned abaraisa that it fills bimei imo, and you shechted it on the girls also, is mutois la'ochlam b'cholov. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, la'ochlam b'cholov. Now it has a shame beye, aval hanim says bimei imo, eino beye, so it's not a beye, it's not considered an entity bifnei atzmei, basura l'ochlo b'cholo. So the Gemara says, doch nita zeh, loin tabaraisa, beyim gmurais, and now Rashi says, achidish, what does beyim gmurais mean? Vafilu beloi klipo levono. There is no shell on it. Ela shahachel moin levadin. The chel moin levadin gomel gemurais means that the yoke is completed. Va'afal pishem uradayin begidim. There's still gidim which are mechuba to this yoke. Sharie kedulakamat bepor gam yakim levomim hoim uurais begidim asurais. Gam yakim says that if gidim are attached to the yoke, it's also. So, but the time of this paraisa holds its mutter. So the Gemara says, so you can't say that Rab is coming to tell us that imitziyosa becomes parve, because we learned a paraisa that bimei imo, a fellow without a shell, without anything, as long as the yoke is nigma, it's also parve. Let us see Taisus. Beyim gmurais mutareis la'ochlam b'cholof. V'koshe. Tamrinen be'idyis. So we learn Agamore. So we learn Agamore very to me mistake. That means Agamore is telling us that an egg, as long as it's akaponim, it's gmurais. Gmurais, the way Rashi says that the yolk akaponim is complete. It's parve, it's not a chicken, it's an egg in the chicken. Because damrinen beidyeis beyes nevela. You had a beye and from a nevela. That means that the tanagoilis hatched, there's eggs in the tanagoilis, and then the tanagoilis died. You open up the tanagoilis, you find a bay inside. State in the Mishnah, kol shekamoya nimkeres b'shuk. Afilu, you'll have inside this tanagoilis, you'll have an egg with a hard shell on it. That means it's mamish, it's a complete egg. Beishamai matirin, beishamai armata, you're allowed to eat it because it's a complete egg. So the tanagoilis is an nevela, but this is not a part of tanagoilis. U beishilul oisrim, and beishilul asel. So beishilul say that an egg, a complete egg in a chicken, if the chicken is an nevela, so the egg is also an nevela. So we see from beishilul that the egg is part of the chicken. If the egg is not part of the chicken, so how does it become an nevela? So we see from Basilu that afilu an egg with a shell is part of the chicken, and there's a nisa nevela on it.
V'ochi hechi muta lochlam b'chol. And here we say that the way Rashi says, we're talking about a yolk in an egg. We're saying it's parab. So it's parapella. V'yeshloima the time mishum the boso oif b'cholov midarabono. Ba'filu beisilu moidu. So Tosis wants to say now that Pshat is like this. It's not poshut. An egg take it could be considered part of a chicken. An egg is part of the chicken take. That's why Beisilul Aso Abayas Nevela is part of the chicken. So why is this muta becholov? So Taisu says, Bosa oif becholov, I feel the meat of the chicken alone with milk is also adarabona. Perhaps we could be mantic Taisu, we can say as follows. Why is Bosa oif becholov also midarabona? There were guys that ought to Bosa behemah. Someone could be, won't be able to tell the difference between an oif and a behemah. So Mamel, they asked it midarabona. But a chicken, an egg, you can tell the difference between an egg and a chicken, an egg and meat. So Mamel, they didn't ask it. So Memelus, and now Taisvis is saying, go on under Alumbus. I mean, Taisvis is saying, theoretically, this is also chicken. It's also chicken. But this is a chicken that no one will ever think it is a chicken, because Alumbus, it's a chicken. Meikar Adin, a chicken is Mutter Becholov, not holding itself Gzeira or to Bosser, and here this is not Bosser, so Memelus, they didn't make a Gzeira. It's Alumbus. So that's why it's Mutter. So while we're holding in a matziv that Taisus was machadishos that meikar adin abe an egg bimei imoy is adin bosa, and that's where abe is nevela zosa. But there's a lomdis, there's a dreidel, there's a kule that abe bimei imoy is muta bechala with a whole lomdis. Because so Taisus I bezay yeshvel damrinim beerivin. Afilu beyes a bekutcha lelishrei inish bemokim rabbe. The Gemara says that one is not permitted to paskin bemokim rabbe. Afilu beyes a bekutcha lelishrei inish bemokim rabbe. So poshit, the Gemara means to say as follows. That's poshit. If his rov is in the same, he's in the same shtot, they ask him a shayl on Hilchus Agunis, versteht sich, he's not allowed to pask him. They have to go and ask his rov. No, the chiddush is, after they ask him an easy shayl, beyese bekutcha, if you're allowed to have an egg in with milk, it's lachayr an easy shayl, he's also not allowed to pask him. Now, so Taisus and Eirvin explains this Gemara a little better. So what is this speaking about an egg and milk? We're speaking about an egg that was born already, and someone asks a shayla, you'll have to have this egg with milk, please. That's not a shayla, that's a tamaratz, it's versteht sich, and you'll have to have an egg with milk. So al-kochach, the Gemara means that, no, there's such a shayla, like this Bereis is speaking about. This Bereis is speaking about that he found an egg in the chicken, and be'etzem, it is taka bosa, because we see, be'es nevel is taka osa. From this, vegan, with the lungus, we'll make a cheshbon, since mika, then we pass in bosa, you've b'chol of a zadarabonon, so me'mele, so we matter the egg. That's a big shayla. That's not a poshet a shayla. So what is the Gemara saying? Afilu be'es be'kutcha. He also is not permitted to paskin. There's no afila. That's a difficult shayla. It's mutter, but that wasn't the posha to shayla. So what if Shalom Gemara, the way I'm saying now, that be'etzim abeye b'mei imoy is bosa. No, with alumdis we're matter, this beye b'cholov, with alumdis. So what does the Gemara say, if abeye is a b'kutcha? Loy lishri inish b'mokim rabbi, abeye is a b'kutcha, he's not permitted to be matter if his Rebbe is there. Maike Mashmon is not permitted to be matter pshita. This is a big shayla. It's a lomdish shayla. Versteht sich. So he's not allowed to be matter. So what is afilu? What's the afilu? Now let's erase the next few words. This is al pi hagos hamaram. We'll learn Taisus the way the Maram says pshat and Taisus. ויש לומר, so Taisa says as follows. I have heard from the whole shtick Taisa what he said before. That means before Taisa had said that it from Beis Hillel we see that Abayas Nevela is Bosa. That's what Taisa said. And there it's milk of the Sagansa shtick Taisa, Afal Pikain, it's Mutta Bechola with Alumnus. Now Taisa is Charot. The kula alma moide de beim gmureis mutoris la ochlom becholov. That means I feel your whole bosa bosa oif becholov is at a reise. You're allowed to eat beim gmureis becholov. You know why you're allowed to eat it? Because abeya is not bosa. Abeya is something else. The time of the soif, what's pshat in Beisilu? The time of the Beisilu does ribeis neveilom. That people won't differentiate between a bayis nevel and a bayis treife. That means a bayis nevel means that the baya grew from a kosher chicken. The later the chicken had a heart attack. But it wasn't a baya that came from a nevel. The whole baya was nizgadl from a lebedikah Tana Gailus, and later the Tana Gailus died, so there's nothing wrong with the Beyah. A Beyah Strefa means that the Beyah came, was nizgadl from a Trefa. So this is a Yoytze min a Trefa, so it's also min a Teire. But who's going to be such a big London that will know there's a difference between a Beyah Nevela and a Beyah Strefa? People say them. Or there's also the Beyah Mutai, so by Nevela like this. So that is Pshat and Beyah Shammai. Not the Beis Hillel holds that a Bey is a shame bosso. Bey Zichat is never shame bosso. According to everybody. No, Beis Hillel asked that Bey is nevela because there were guys that ought to Bey is treifim. So Mamela, so it's no problem. But now we have a problem, what's Pshat and Rav? What is Rav saying that Beya in Mitziyosa Nigmaro, that Davke when it's born, it's Nigma, but Kozman it's Bimeimoy, it's not Nigma, and it's also, what are we speaking about? Someone wants to say now Numalach. Ela Mitziyosa Nigmaro Umeteres Laochla Beyond. This is what Rav is saying. If the Beya was Neulet Erev Yontev, was imitziyosa nigmara. So then you lot eat it in Yontif. It was noiled before Yontif. But if you find the beye bimeimo in Yontif, it wasn't noiled erev Yontif. No, what? You shechted the mud and you found it bimeimo asur aloch lo biyontif. Then you're not allowed to eat it in Yontif. That's pshat and rav. In fact, the Gemara, we have a baraisa that says vakev. Vasani will enter the Baraisa, a Sheikhet is at Anagoilus. Umotza bobeim gemurois, motoris la ochlom beyontif. Yelat idit beyontif. So you see, Claude, that a fellow, it's loinigma, it's also mutati beyontif. Vechitaime, so we'll learn about the Gemara the way Rashi learns from the Gemara. Vechitaime, kemash mulam bebraisa, maigaleashmina bemasnisen. Maybe you'll tell me this is a Baraisa Meshubeshes. That means, this is a Psachidish, that a Beye, a person found a Beye in a town, a Goylus, it's Mutatid. This is a big Chiddish. We don't find in the Mishnah such a Chiddish. So the Baraisa is telling us something which we don't find in the Mishnah. So Mestama, it's a Baraisa Meshubeshes. It could be, and Rav is telling us it's also. So the Gemara, Chas v'Shalom, this halacha that a bey b'meit on the gaelus is mutter, it's a Mishnah, Hanami Tanine, bey shenolda b'yontif, the Mishnah, bey shamei oimrim tei ochel, bey silo oimrim loy tei ochel, and let's be medayik, v'at kan loy pligi bey shamei bey silo ela b'nolda. That by no do base Hillel asels, I will be made imon divrei hakol shayim. So it's not a baraisa mishabeshes. verkehrt. Bei Imam von der Mishnah weiß doch auch, ist das jetzt Mutter. Bechitaim, beis Hillel, afilu, bei Imam, nami Yosri. Maybe, Sir Moses, no, maybe, that's not shot in the Mishnah. That's true. The Mishnah is speaking about Nildaba. Who says the Diyak is the way you're saying? Nilda is also like Beisilul. Obonimtsa is Mutta like Beisilul. No, maybe Pshara says differently. Itaime Beisilul afilu bemeimo nami osri. Beasa bemeimo hua de Nilda. Vahai diktoni Nilda. So why didn't they say a bigger chidishli isura to tell us that afilu bemeimo is also? Lediyacha koich in the Beishamai. Because the Mishnah wanted to tell us a koich the Teira of Beishamai. That I feel a nail to his mother, that I feel a nail to Nami Shori. Hello, this Anya. I show you it as a pan of doilus. Umotza bobeim gmuris mutoris lochlam beyontes. Say, bezois, if you're telling me as follows, that according to Beis Hillel, Nimtzeis b'meitan agoilis is also awesome. According to Beis Shammai, Mutaris lochom b'yontov is money. Loi Beis Shammai v'loi Beis Hillel. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, it's awesome. According to Beis Shammai, it should have said a bigger chiddush. Afilu neildo is muta. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi. Beyond the Vahi Kama. Yotza Sova, Vemi Boy, Yoim, Beyim, Yitziosa Nigmero, if it came out before Yontev, Mutter, Kivadi, who the Nigmero Bechoil, it was Nigma Bechoil. Avolo yotzes a loy nigmera b'chayil. Asura mishimachon od rab. Means the Maram says Rashi had no other reason how to explain the issa. Can't say it's also out peiras hanoishrim or mashkin shazovu if it was in the Tanagailas. So Kolchoch will say pshat that rab wants to say it's also out sachon od rab. We have a thesis that based on the base, that time is l'chayre, the shepast achon of the rabbi, if it was nimtze, b'mei ima. B'chitei, mein aloche kebrais zu, da shmina bo maide, la shmina bo mas nisen, o b'shum mishna lo yisosan lom rabbi yohi. We don't find that, this is a big chiddush that's mut, v'm rabbi l'shon rabchi minai, loi, so l'maisis akochet sam abarais ha-mishubeshes, Hello, this Anya Hach Bereis in the Lel Man Togilo. Loi Beishami Loi Beishilo. Loi Beishami the Ma'iri B'meirimo. Afilu Neil the Beyontiv Shari. Loi Beishilo. Afilu B'meirimo Nasiri. According to Beishilo, Afilu B'meirimo is also. Smell, you can't say this whole shtick Torah. One, if time to learn the Taisvis Teretz, which is very complicated, but let us just learn Taisvis Kashi. Tritayme kamashma bereise meide leishme inna bemishne. Perish Rashi, vigilu lono rebi hoyel vloisosam lom bemishne hochi. Da bereise mishubeshes. That the bereise is mishubes. The rebi loishono rabchiye menayin lai. So kolchoch, yeah. That's what I wanted to say. Vim tayme im kain, mai porir anoilda asura, Loi Bei Shammai, Loi Bei Silo. So the Gemara wanted to say that we'll make the Deek from a Mishnah like this. That Bei Silo holds that Nimtzeis is also awesome. And Bei Shammai holds that everything is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Anilda Asure, Loi Bei Shammai, Loi Bei Silo. V'amai dochek nafshi lukmei alibet etanoi, hoil mishubeshesi. So Taisu says, if the whole Shakla Vataya of the Gemara is to prove that it is a Meshubish Tekim Bereise, and we don't have a Mishnah like it, so why does the Sugya end up by saying it can't be like this? Because the Bereise is not going according to the Mishnah. I forget, that was the whole Kavanah. The whole Kavanah was to show that the Bereise is not like the Mishnah, and it's a Meshubish Tekim Bereise, and therefore we don't have to worry about it, therefore Rav can say, I forget.